The Dodgers and Giants, Game 5 of the NLDS, and I'm joined by a man that has been part of a few deciding Game 5s in his career. That's the one and only Trey Turner, who gets the start at second base, as always. Trey, thanks a lot for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've been through this type of game before. Is it any different feel for you as you get ready for it than any of the others with the Nationals?
This one's a little different because of the rivalry and just being in a new spot. But, you know, it's still the same game, same situation. It's win or go home. And, you know, this time of year, I always say you're facing quality pitchers. You're playing quality teams. So it's going to be a battle, nothing easy, and we gotta earn it.
Trey, you're one of the best players in baseball for a reason. Do you have to embrace these type of games? Do you have a chance to actually enjoy this and relish it?
I think you have to always. If you don't, you look back and wish you did. So, you know, for me, I'm always trying to look around, enjoy the environment, enjoy the fans, good or bad, you know, embrace it, move on, and, you know, just try to have fun. Because, like I said, I keep saying, you know, this is why we play the game. This is what we look forward to. And the only way to play these games is to have fun.
Trey, you can impact the game in so many different ways. Do you feel like if you get on base tonight, being aggressive on the bases will be a key for not only you but for the rest of the team?
Yeah, always. I think, you know, that extra base is always a big deal. It's a momentum builder. But at the same time, you know, making a mistake's big momentum swing for those guys. So you pick your spots. You got to trust yourself and just kind of react to the situation. But if there's something there, you got to capitalize on it. And if not, you know, just let the game kind of come to you and trust those guys behind you to, you know, get the job done.
Your manager said yesterday he would like to see you guys use the bigger part of the field against Logan Webb tonight. How much did you and the rest of this lineup learn from what you saw in Game 1?
Yeah, I think just having those at-bats were big. You know, fortunately, we didn't get the win that night, but just having that experience and having those situations come up and getting a chance to face him for, you know, 7-8 innings, I think was big, you know, going into today. And hopefully that gives us an advantage. It may or may not, but, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge again and trying to score some runs against him.
It feels like when you put on the Dodger uniform, you were in the shallow end, slowly walking out to the deep end, but I feel like you are baptized now playing in this rivalry series. The first time ever. Vin Scully just tweeted out that this is the biggest game ever between the Dodgers and Giants, so I guess when he weighs in, we got to listen.
Yeah, that's a legend right there. I guess when you put it in those or into that perspective, I guess that could be true. You know, that's why it's fun putting on this uniform, is because you're expected to win at the highest level against, you know, your one of your biggest rivals. So it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and hopefully come out on top and get it done.
Before I let you go, when you're playing in a hostile environment like this, do you feed off of that? Do you lock in more? How do you feel when the boos are more vicious than ever before?
I think everyone has their own way of dealing with it. But, you know, it's something you got to kind of, I guess, block out or not care about, I guess is a better word, whether you feed off of it or not. But just not care about it and just do your job, you know, execute. And the team that executes more is going to come out on top. So keep passing the baton, keep pulling for one another and you know, kind of have our own momentum in our own dugout. And, you know, that's all that matters.
I love hearing that. Passing the baton. I love that, Trey Turner. I always was very, very jealous of when the Nationals had Trey Turner on their team, because you thrive in these type of environments. So happy to have you with the Dodgers tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm excited. So let's go Dodgers.
There he goes, Trey Turner. He'll get the start at second base and hit third for the Dodgers, as he has ever since they made the flip with Mookie Betts leading off.